هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
استرالیا نتوایه که اویندار آجالانه آنگو حیوانانه که دی جیهان دا یک جوالات هری زیده که ریجه خودی کرن آجالان هیه. والاته که مالا خروستی به هم پایه. پارستن رفاه آجالان نتنه تشتکی راسته لیل استرالیا حوجداریا که قانونیه. زاگونن که رفاه آجالن استرالیا بر ریو دبن جهیلا ولایت و حریمان و دین ریو برن. استرالیا خودن ریزه که قانونن بختواری آجالانه. دکتر سیرا زیتو کارمندک زانستیا بلند به RSPCA آنگو Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals واته جواتا کرالی یا پیشی لگردن زورداری آجالان کاردکه دبیجه.
All of the states and territories do have different animal welfare law that covers welfare in their jurisdiction, but they all do include prohibiting causing harm to animals, so both physical and mental harm. So mental harm would be things like distress and fear, but many of the jurisdictions also have animal welfare legislation, which means that people who are in charge of an animal, they also have a duty of care to animals as well.
کسین که برپرسین آجالان ده نافده خودی قانونی یان جی چافدیر که آجال ده هاوینه. وک نمونه خودی دزگه که خودی کرنه ارکیوانه کل حیوانان مقاید بن دبیجه دکتر زیتو.
And duty of care means that the person in charge of that animal must ensure that the animal has appropriate food and water, that they have appropriate living conditions, that any harm to the animal is prevented or mitigated. So that includes providing appropriate preventative care and prompt and adequate veterinary care when that's necessary. You also have the requirement to ensure that the animal can express natural behaviors and that they're handled in a way that is appropriate to the species and not going to cause them harm or distress.
اوتوموبیل ده به یانجی لجم کسی دن به. لورا وایمن جونز بر دفکا پیتا آنگو پیپل فور ده ایتیکل تریتمنت آف انیمالز مروون جبو در منکرنا اخلاقی یا حیوانان لآسترالیا ده بیجه نپیکانینا وان ارکان سوجکی مزنه.
In the companion animal sphere, that could be breeders of companion animals like cats and dogs failing to provide adequate food, water, medical care. There are similar issues seen across industries, entertainment industries such as greyhound and horse racing. Neglect is a big issue as well.
زوین جورکان پاپی فارمز جبو رخستنین بختواری آجالان پرسگریک که مزنه.
It's an intensive business where dogs are housed and repeatedly bred. So they might produce puppies or actually kitten farms also exist for the farm owner to then sell for profit. They can be sold privately, which is often called buying from a breeder, or sold to pet stores.
پر کس تخمین دکن که خودی کارن سگو پسکان لآسترالیا قدخنه. لی خودی کار یعنی بریدرز دکارن دستورنامه بستینن. مرجن دجوار دکارن هبن و حیوانن که جبو خوشکرن تنه تین خودی کرن پر جاران جه پرسگری کن تندرستی ین مزن دکشینن.
Some states are moving forward in restricting the number of animals that can be bred on a single premises, which is really great. Victoria is probably leading the way there at the moment. When there's so many animals being bred for profit and being taken away from their mothers at quite a young age, the breeding practices can create problems for the animals themselves and then the people who choose to purchase those animals.
به گلم پری چطر کمروف جگروپ که رزگار کرنه آجالان ور بگره. تورا حیوان سالم ین لناوندن رزگار کرنه جی گر نکار بن کسی که جبو آجالی پیدا بکن او آجال دیه یوتنه زکرن. حیوان خروستی ین استرالیا خودی ستاتویا که قانونی یا تایبتن. دبیجه تارا وورد پارزه را سرکه یا دلخواز به اوفیسا پارستن حیوانان را.
The government retains some level of control over native animals because otherwise nobody owns them. That's why the government regulates how we can interact with wild animals and native animals. And that's in addition to the general animal welfare laws that apply to all animals, whether they're our cats and dogs or they're a kangaroo or a bird out in the wild.
حیا کوه دستورنامه یک جهیل حکومت و در نخسته به گرتن یان زرار بدی حیوان خروست تاوانه. اوجی لگوری ولایتیان حریما که هن لیدمینن. هکه هن دستورنامه یکی بستینن هندکارن حیوان خروست وکی حیوان مالان خودی بکن. دبیجه خاتو ورد.
So you can't just take a native animal from the wild and keep them as a pet. That would be unlawful and a criminal offence in most states and territories. There are a few that don't need a license. Some birds or some lizards, for example.
درباره دستوردانا به حیوان خروستی را فکار نرحتی هنه جبرکو او به دستوردانا مروان سترست بن. لهنجاران روشک پجراندنه هیا دبیجا خاتو ورد.
Most states and territories allow anyone to take a native animal who we may come across in our backyards, or even if we're out but we come across a native animal who is injured or in some way suffering. A common scenario is a native animal who's been hit by a car. The laws allow us to take that animal, which would otherwise require a license, to a vet or a wildlife carer.
بن پکرنا قانون بختواری حیوانان جزای انگران هنه ده نابد جزای پره او جزای گرتیگه هجی ده بیجه دکتر زیتو. چاوا زاگون جه ولایت بو ولایت جهف جدا ده بن جزای جه بو کریارن بقصدی ین هوانه و هم جی احمال کرنه جی وسانه.
In New South Wales, the maximum jail term is 5 years. In Queensland, it's 7 years. WA, 5 years under the Animal Welfare or Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act. There's also some pretty big fines. For example, over $200,000 for a single person or over $1 million for a corporation. Those would be the really serious, sometimes called aggravated animal cruelty offences, things like beating an animal to death.
گرینگه که مروف زورداری سر حیوانان ده به ده نابده گهندان یان ترکاندن راپورت بکه.
If you see someone causing harm to an animal in any jurisdiction, and that includes wildlife, you should call whoever the relevant authority is, and that is often the RSPCA in most jurisdictions. And on our main website, so that's rspca.org.au, you can click on contact and then click on report cruelty. But each state and territory has their own RSPCA as well.
دما که هن تاوانه که راپور دکن هرگلین و نهینی دمینن. خاتو ویمن جونز دبیجه هکا و دیت حیوانه که ده خطریه دایه وکمینا که ده اوتوموبیلا گرم دایه ده و هن تلفون پولیس بکن. آجلن خروستی ین نخوش بریندار یان سیوی دویل سر 1359-6457 هفته 24 دمجمیران سر خطا تلفون یا وایلد لایف ریسکیو استرالیا بین راگهاندن.
Something that's really important to note about Australian wildlife and not terribly obvious is that lots of our native animals are marsupials, meaning that they carry their babies in their pouches. So if you do see a kangaroo, a possum or a koala who's been hit by a car, if it's safe to stop your car, check to see if within the pouch there might be a baby. And if so, call wildlife rescue.
RSPCA قانون او جافگانین براوانی آجلان جسران سر استرالیا برهفده که لسر kb.rspca.org.au بنگه هزانین یا RSPCA هندکارن ببینن.
لایک بکه، پارا و بکه، تیب نیا خواب نفسینا، SBS کردی لسر فیسبوک بشو بینن.